So we were dealing with the topic of dichoy meikara. If you have something that could have never been what it hoped to be, its aspirations were dead on arrival. Nekeva for a Karban Pesach. Ben Shana Sayin for a Karban Pesach. Zachar Tamim Ben Shana. So that's a clear case of dichoy meikara. So we have to discuss that in light of the Shita Reb Shimon and Rav. Of in Balei Chaim Nidchit. Okay, so we'll discuss that, and we'll also have a little bit of a brief foray into the topic of how do we compare Kadshim to the realm of Mitzos. That's a sugya in Masech Besukah and Perek Lulav HaGazel, where the Gemara says there's a distinction between Nira, V'Nidche, V'Nira. That's like, let's say, the beginning of Yantif. You could have used this for the Dalad Minim, whatever, Hadas, Lulav. And then something happens, there's a psul, and then the psul goes away. That's a fundamentally different case than dichoy meikara. Dichoy meikara basically means you wouldn't have considered this a hadas initially, but then it becomes fit for hadas, so it wasn't like it was repudiated. So remember yesterday we talked about the chamesh chatos, halach l'moshe misinai, we were machalik between, you know, abra shnasa, or vlad chatos, or tmuras chatos on the one hand, versus chatos, shenis kapru bala, chatos shemesu bala. Those are much more intensive cases of dichoy. Okay, so mafresh kev lepischo zachar ben shteishanim yirad sheyistoyev v'imachar lepu damav l'nedav l'shlamim. There's a lot of question about that. Rashi's gear so v'yavi b'damav shlamim hamafresh pischo meis lo yiben ibn acharav l'shem pesach al l'shem shlamim. So we already pointed out the shita Rabbeinu Tam yesterday that, wait a second, this all depends on whether or not you brought the korban pesach. Chom Rabbeinu Tam d'hadik tani yavi b'damav shlamim. Like we were talking about whether or not we actually brought the Korban Pesach. Remember the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Zeira? What was the koveya? Was it Shas Shechita? Was it Shechita Tzav? But Kodem HaPesach, Yavi B'Dameha Pesach. Why not just bring an outright Korban Pesach? Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Breda Rabbi Yeshua Shema Mina Tlas. One, Shema Mina Balei Chaim Nidachin, right? So that these korbanos, they're not going to be fit for a korban Pesach. So that's against the Shita Reb Shimon and against Rav as well. Shema mina, dichoy meikara havi dichoy. It wasn't like, you know, the nekeva was ever a zachar. It was always a nekeva. It wasn't like by the time you were mafresh this, you know, it was 1 year old and then it became 2 years old. It's not a chata shabar shnasa. It's a dichoy meikara. And that's still considered to be a dichoy. Shema mina, Yesh dichoy bedamim. We'll take a look at what the concept here of yesh dichoy bedamim is. There's a tshuva of Rashi on that topic. So yesh dichoy bedamim, shma mina. Okay, so if you take a look at that last point, it's an extensive Rashi. So Rashi brings two deos as to what we mean here by yesh dichoy bedamim. So the chamek mekomis gemara matzino lashon zaga v'hadam Rabbi Yochanan behemah shol shnei shtuvim hiktish chatzel v'chazer v'laka chatzel. Kiddusha vena kreva, shma mina tlas, ki hacha, mesachta kiddushin, vizvachim, vilamati perushin, mesachta krisos, the garas hasam balashin is that. Shma mina kiddusha is davim nidcha. This is the first day in Rashi, then we'll see a second day. What's the kiddusha is damim? Shma mina, afilu davar shalokide shtchila la kravas gufa, alu damav. He goes, hiktish chetza, vechetza sheni chulin. Dachoy likariv legufo betchilas hekdesho eno karivo de olam dehol v'nidcha yidacha v'lo seimayin dichoy bekatchim ela hektish legufo v'nidcha mehekriv aval kedushas damim lo alima lemeimar beitoras dichoy v'asil hashas hechsher akrava kigon hachad achazer v'laka chatzati kariv. So the havamina was as follows, that a situation that we dealt with before where you were makdish the first half, and then you bought the second half off of the shutaf, and then you were matish that, you would say, ah, that's not going to really be part of the Torah's dichoy, because it's only kedushas damim. It wasn't like something that really had aspirations to be a korban at that point, because half of the animal was chulin. What are you going to do? You know, be makir of something that's half chulin? So this is the case that proves that kedushas damim is subject to dichoy. V'achanami hachi parishna leish dichoy b'damim, kagon nekeva l'pesach, l'chazeh gufa l'pesach, Ella ki iktisha la damim iktisha, but I did the chuyid lo chazi the kruve gufa the dabra shuktisha la, amina tidacha la olam. Apil achar pesach, chomoser pesach avishlamim, unikeva la shlamechsa chazik, tani mas nisin, dameha shlamim, aval gufa lo, alma lima kedushas damim, loma ba toras dichoy, lo shkachin the pligi tanai, boha milsa, miutuvash mina and chuvas rabenu, Ad kan. Okay, so very, very important. In other words, if it was really true that Kedushas Damim wasn't subject to the world of Dichoy, what would you do by a Nekeva that was Hukdisha for purposes of Korban Pesach? Bring that Nekeva as a Shlamim. Ah, but if you hold that Kedushas Damim is subject to Dichoy, since it can't be part of the Korban Pesach, so then the best you can do is Yirad Sheyistoev V'yavi B'dameha Shlamim. But the animal itself can't be used for shlamin. Okay, so that was the first perspective in Rashi. Good. There's a second point. Yeah. Second point here. Utmili amaygara mi mosar pesach sharoi le pesach nira yisha v'nitrichu v'naisi b'mosar. So Rashi leaves that a little bit as a question. Tosvos, however, jumps in on this. If you take a look at Tosvos, Shmami na yesh dichoy b'dam. Then we'll circle back to the first Tosvos in just a little bit. Perish Rashi v'tshuvas v'dafilu davar shlo kiddush mitzchilek dushas agav elik dushas damim dachoy milikari v'vasov to lo sema yin dichoy l'b'davar hakadosh dushas agav v'nidcha me'ekrav elik dushas damim lo alim l'mitchi v'tema l'ri hakol dichoy me'ekaro hu dichoy b'damim. By definition, if it's dachoy me'ekaro, meaning it wasn't really fit to be a korban, the most it could be is dichoy b'damim. Kain, kain b'damim, dichoy mikar, avi dichoy, shamin enami, d'yesh dichoy b'damim. Why do we say shema mina tlas? It should be shema mina trei. Because once you say, you know, adachoy mikar, shema adachoy, then that would apply to damim as well. V'omari, the mishkachas lay dichoy mikar, v'kadosh kedusha saguf, kigon sheshachat, v'kibel adam v'chli sheyesh bo mayim. The Rishon Dachoy Hu. Hilkach, Afilu Basov, Rabba Hadam, V'yesh Bo Marez Dam, even though quantitatively it's mostly Dam, so you have a Rove, and it has the Mare of Dam, Havi Dichoy. Right? Because, you know, Kama Kama Batile, as when it falls into the water, all of the blood, drop by drop, is Batil Agav the Mayim. So that's a case of Dichoy Me Ikaro with Kedusha Sagov. So in other words, the Bali Hatosos are trying to salvage for us Shema Mina Tlas, that you can actually conjure up a different case of Dichoy Meikaro by the, you know, Kli that happened to have Mayim in it, and therefore wasn't Roy for Kabbalah Sadam, vis-a-vis, as compared to Kedushas Damim Havi Dichoy. Okay, very good. So let's go down a little bit more in the Gemara, then I want to circle back to the very fundamental Tosos on the top of Tzadi Chesem and Aleph. So Tana Rabbanan Mafish Vizchol Meis, Yimino Mimuno Yimo, Yiviana Lushon Pesach, Yimino Mimuno Yimo, Yiviana Lushon Shlamim, Lashisha Sar. Lashisha Sar in the Tesfa of Lo, Kasavar and Darvin Davos and Craven Beyamte. Fine. Demis Ha'av Amos. So the question is, when did the father die? Ilim at the Miskodim Chatzos. If the father died before Chatzos, Bino Mimuno Yimo, Yiviana Lushon Pesach, Hachala Aninos Ilav Emeikar. So first he's an One. And you'll say, he'll be Ra'oi La'orta. So the din is that he can't be sholeach pischo because this is gzeras hakasov in such a case because he is not shalim. Tosus points this out. Hachayel le'aninus aval gav dekavinan be'lefi ochol b'layla. Right, aninus layla's lav da'raisa v'lo ha'midu divrei m'makom kares mikol makom inu ochol sholeach karbonosav k'daminan shlamim bizman shuhu shalim, and not when he's an onim, which is actually a very beautiful limud. Right, sort of reminiscent of Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Mishamesim Mutalafanav, Yamim Shatosik ben Machayim, Velo Yamim Shatosik ben Mesim. Fine. So if the father died before Chatzos, he's an onin before the Shashkitos Karban Pesach. The Misav Emidam Ademis Kodem Chatzos, Menimunim Yuvin Elishim Pesach, Elav Aninus, Elav Meikarel, the Misachar Chatzos. So let's say you hold like Reb Zera, that Chatzos is Koveya, Ein Menom Menimunim Yuvin Elishim Shlamim. Hakevate chatzos. So Amar Rav lo olam de miskodem chatzos. Umayi vino lishum pesach shum pesach sheni. So by Amar litzdadin k'tani. Mesach har chatzos. So chatzos is kovei ad lishem pesach. Umamuni mo yivin lishum pesach. Mes kodem chatzos. Emin omuni mo yivin lishum shlamim. Rav shravi Amar lo olam bislach har chatzos. So chatzos is kovei. It's going to be a pesach. Okiwan shahaya aviv goses bechatzos. Ah. But here is the subtlety. If the father was a goseis at Chatzos, even though Chatzos will normally be koveya, since we have a principle, somebody tell me the principle. Ilan? Oh, so what's the significance here? If you say Rav Ghost in the Misa, then what impact is that going to have here?
That we would already assume he's going to die, so I guess it wouldn't be Dichoy.
But so no, it's Chatzos isn't going to be Kovei in this one case. Because we're very suspect of this. Rashi points out, Shaviv Ghost is Bechatzos, and Mesla Chatzos, but no Nimne, but even Elishim Pesach. Okay? So that chatzos isn't going to be kovei in a situation where the Baal of the Karban Pasach is a gosis. So I'm not saying, you know, he's not a bar ketala, he's not a dead man walking, but the rov factors in the halacha. And since we relate to these Karban Pasach as almost the Karban Pasach of somebody who's dead, so then, you know, we don't look at it as, you know, determined for purposes of a Pesach, and it's open, in which case it could be open to a Shlamim. So again, Rav Shavi Amar La'olam D'Mislach Chatzos, Kadosh Shem Gosis B'Chatzos, Rav Ashi Amar La'olam D'Mislach Chatzos, Rav Shimon Hinda Amar Ein Ba'al Yichayim Nidachin, right? So that it doesn't, it's not subject to Dichay. Now again, even Rav Shimon is going to be Moda, there are going to be certain things that make an animal not roi for akrava, whether it's a mum, whether it's an eslan zona, whether it's a mechir kelev, and these kinds of things you can't overcome. But other things, you can. Ravina Amar, Kigon Shefrishu Achar Chatzos, Umeisu Vayu Machar Chatzos, V'kasavar Chatzos Kava. Okay, fine. So, Tosos has a very fundamental point. So, Temelari, this top Tosos in the page, Per Glulav HaGazol, Masik Abilulav, the dochoy meikaro lo havi dochoy. So in a situation where the hadas, the lulav, the arava, when the antiv sat in, it couldn't have been, there was a psul that would have prevented it from functioning as any one of the minim, but then, you know, that psul is removed, so then it can be kosher for purposes of the mitzvah, as opposed to nira v'nidcha v'shuv nira. Okay, that's the conclusion of that gemara there, sukkulam and gimel and beis. So how are we saying here in the world of korbanos, Shema Mina, Dichoy Meikaro Havi Dichoy? Why would that be true? Right? Why would we be Mechalik? So Yerusha Chalik, Bein Dichoy Meikaro Degabi Mitzvos, Dichoy Meikaro Dehakrava. The Ode, we'll come back to it, Deshani Hasam, Demikara, Afshon the Miute Betakanasa, Velo Dichoy Gamaru. Okay, so you could try to say that there wasn't really Dichoy Gamar, but here it's Dichoy Gamor. Okay, so what about that first day in Tosos? By mitzvos, we'll say, you know, Dachoy Meikar Lav Shmei Dachoy, but by Korbanos, right, we'll be Masik, we'll conclude Shma Mina Tlas, and one of them is Dichoy Meikar Avi Dichoy. The behema that was in a keva was never a zachar, and yet, you know, your hafrasha for Karban Pesach has an impact. Okay. So what is it about the world of mitzvos versus the world of korbanos? Any thoughts? Why would we say that in the realm of kachim, dichoy meikar is more significant than it is in the world of mitzvos? Why do we look at an animal that really could have never been a Karban Pesach because it's in the keva or it's already 2 years old, you know, as different than something that can't be a hadas, at least right now? That's what Tosfos is saying. Ivan, what do you think?
In most mitzvos, it's more of a chova sagavra, like, that's why if a person takes a shvua, not to being Mekayim a mitzvah, it doesn't work because they're meshuva to the mitzvah. But unlike Korbanos, where the Chefza itself is very important, so if the Chefza is a Dichoy Meikara, it would be considered Dichoy.
Okay, very interesting. Okay, good. So, especially when you're talking about Kedusha Sagof, right? I mean, that's maybe the difference between Kedusha Sagof and Kedusha Damim, that like Rashi's old Tshuva over here, where he says, you would have thought that Kedusha Damim is just not sufficient to cross that threshold. Okay, very good. I like that Svar a lot. I think it's actually very elegant. I think another possibility is just to talk about the idea of hekdesh or hafrasha, right? You never did anything specific with this hadas, right? You're not makdish it. You're not trying to put it into a different realm. Right, but the whole point is the hafrasha, a mafresh, the cave of the pisco, so that's a dichoy meikaro. Because you're making a gesture to try to define, and Ilan, maybe there's a point of convergence between our two ideas, because it comes down to the chatz in the end, but you're trying to define this as something that it can't be. So then that forces us to ask the question, can this animal be a carbon pesach? And the answer is no, because it's an akeva. Or it's bashtei shanim, right? So that will register. That will consider to be a dichoy. Masha'en kain, were you ever mafrish, I don't know, this hadas for your lulav? You don't have a parallel in the world of mitzvos. So the hafrasha gufa could be the difference. Okay. So the Mishnah says, a pesach shenisari bizvachim, kon yirat shisavu, v'imachor v'yavi d'mei ha'yafesh v'hen mimin zeh, d'mei ha'yafesh v'hen mimin zeh, v'yafsid ha'mosar mi'beis. So basically the following is the case. Let's say you have a carbon pesach that's mixed in with an asham, and that's mixed in with an ola. So what you have to do is you have to be choshesh that the yafesh v'hen was any of the three, and it's going to mean that you're going to have to cough up a lot more money, and that after they develop a mum, you're going to have to take the damim, and say, you know, if the nicest one was the Pesach, if the nicest one was the Asham, if the nicest one was the Shlamim, was the Ola, so, you know, Hareza for that purposes of that Min, and then you'll have to, you know, account for the other two, just in case the other ones were the nicest of them, with that same amount of money, for purposes of the two other Korbanos. On the other hand, this Ariv b'Bechoros, and the Pesach is mixed in with Bechoros, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mechaburas Kohanim, Yochelo. Why? Because the Avodas Adam for a Bechor and a Pesach is exactly the same. And they don't require any of the Torah Shlamim. Who remembers the three Toros of Shlamim that we talked about yesterday? There's Smicha, there's Tnufas Chazei V'Shok, and Nachi, what's the last din? Nisachim.
Is that Dalachin Arba?
Nisachim. Right. I mean, of course, you know, the Avodah Saddam is different, but I'm saying just in terms of Bechor, right, it doesn't require Nisachim, it doesn't require Tnufas Chazei V'Shok, and it doesn't require Smicha. Okay, so it's not eligible for any of those Toros Shlamim, and therefore, you know, you could eat all of them, and just have in mind the Korban Pesach, if it's really a Chaburas Kohanim. Ah. So the Gemara says, V'akamaisi kadshim l'beis ha'psul, right? The problem is that you're going to be mamayit in the Zman Achila, according to Reb Shimon, right? And, you know, it's only Nechal instead of Shnei Yamim v'layla Echad. Now it's only going to be Nechal, you know, l'layla Echad. So Reb Shimon, the time of Dhamma being kadshim l'beis ha'psul, it's not Ashram Shnei Sari b'shlamim, Rabbi Shimon Amr Yishchatu B'Tzafon, because of Kachi Katashim Shchitasam B'Tzafon, V'yochlu Kechomer Shevahen, meaning the Zichrei Kuhuna, you know, B'Soch HaKlaim, and Liyom Balayla, so Amr Loim B'Vin Kachim B'Veis HaPsul, you can't reduce Kachim time, right? And Rabbi Shimon will tell you, well, what's the lesser of two evils? Because what's the alternative? If you're not going to reduce the Kachim time, the only alternative is Yirachi Yistayev, so you tell me what's better. That this karban should lose its status, or that we'll just treat it as the chomer shaben, right? We'll treat the shlamim as if it's an asham. So rabbanan hechi abdinan. So the Gemara says, well, what about them? So amirava namtin lo achi yumemu. So we have to wait for a mum achi istoy v'yavi behemesh shmena v'leima kol hechi disi the pesach tachul alei dehai. Okay, so the damim that already got mixed into the Bechoros. So Reb Shimon says, let him eat it all as a Korban Pesach, and that's great, you know, because he has no problem in terms of, you know, Maisi Kachin Beis Apsul. For the Rabbanan, this isn't going to work, so you're going to have to wait until they develop a Mum. Hopefully there's enough time to go before Pesach, and you redeem the money, and with the nicest amount of money, you know, you purchase a Korban Pesach. And then you take a behema shmena, right, a large, you know, largest of the animals, Rashi says the yafesh aben, and you eat it, b'toras b'chor b'almum. V'achlo b'toras b'chor b'almum, So Bechor Bal Mum has certain principles. Rashi says, Vezu in Taraso, E Nishchat Be'itlis, Ve Nimkar Be'itlis, Ve Nishkal Be'litra. These are, you know, things that are considered to be a Bizayon. Vim Haya Makir Pesach Shenifta, Haya Shochto Umochro Be'itlis Im Yirtze. If you could tell which one was actually the Pesach that got Nisarev into the Bechoros that was redeemed, so then you would be able to be Shochet and Mocher Be'atlis if you wanted to. That wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so the next Mishnah is a very, very long Mishnah that deals with, you know, many different permutations, but it's basically, you know, predicated on, you know, one central principle in terms of Mishichas Yadayim from a Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, Chabura she ibein pischa, ve'amru le'achad seyu bakesh u'shchod aleinu. So they spoke to him, ve'halach u'matza v'shachat, and they despaired in the meantime. He didn't say anything to them, so he's self-reliant. Because they spoke to him, and he definitely included them. Again, he's not impacted, because, you know, he's holich lefi tumo, and he's okay with his. Or is really, you know, exactly the same time. Who ochal mishalo? Again, he didn't say anything to them, so he's doing great. But they, you know, don't necessarily eat with him, because if they despaired, if they were fundamentally Moshe Chadayim from his, counteracting their previous Amira, Shelahen Yetze Lebeis HaSreifa, and, you know, their original animal would have to go into the Beis HaSreifa, Upturim Lasos Pesach Sheni, because again, the Achila isn't Ma'akev. But let's say it's the opposite case. Amr Lahen, he says, "Im itarti, if I'm very late to the chabura, tzu v'shachtu alai, halach umatza v'shachat, v'hem lachu v'shachtu, im shalahen nishchat rishon, hin ochin mishalahen, v'ochal imahen." His amira is going to suffice. V'im shalom nishchat rishon, hu ochal mishalo, because again, he was Moshe Chadayim, and the animal that they had was still with Bailam, because it was a large chabura. V'hem ochin mishalahen, that's fine. V'im enu yodu ezen nishchat rishon, osh shachtu shem ke'achad, because again, they never said anything to him, so they've been with, you know, committed to this animal the whole time. He doesn't necessarily eat with them, because he's not sure who he belongs to. Again, because the achil isn't going to be me'akev anyway. So amr lahen ve'amru lo, now they both sort of say to each other, so they're both, you know, sort of hedging. He says to them, you know, I want you to shecht for me, if I take too long, and they say basically, go and shecht for us a Pesach. Ochlin kulan min harishon ve'ein yadua ezen minishchad rishon shneim yotzen beis hasreifa, and there wouldn't be any din of Pesach sheni here, because at least the shechita happened. The achila isn't going to be me'akev. Lo amr lahen ve'lo amr lo. Say, you know, they didn't communicate with each other. So in achraim zelazel, that's sort of actually the best case scenario, as the Gemara is going to point out in a very pithy way. Because, you know, he just goes on his own and they go on their own. They never said anything. So we just assume, you know, he went with his Korban Pesach and they went with theirs. Shtei chaburos, it's kind of interesting. Shenis arvu pischeim, elu moshchem echad ve'elu moshchem le'nechad. Echad me'elu balo eitzel elu, ve'echad me'elu balo eitzel elu, ve'kachim omrim. Im shalanu hu ha-Pesach hazeh, yedecha mishuchos mishalcha, v'nim ne'esal shalanu. V'im shalcha hu ha-Pesach hazeh, Yadenu mishuchos mishalanu v'nimneinu al shalcha. It's a really interesting case, and again, you could do it with any mathematical permutation, but the Mishnah starts out with the simplest one. So you have two different chaburos, and they mix up their Korban Pesach. So what happens is they each one grabs a Korban Pesach, and each one of them grabs one guy from the other chabura. Why? You can't have an ownerless Korban Pesach. So what you do in this situation is you say, look, if this was our Korban Pesach the whole time, we're doing great and you're with us, to the one guy you bring over. If we got the wrong Korban Pesach, no problem, because you, meaning the guy who joined us, right, the guy who joined our team, you were with this Korban Pesach the whole time. So this Korban Pesach never went a moment without Bailam. So that's the trick that you do. And again, as long as one guy switches sides, you'll be fine. And you can do that with any number of people. V'chein chamish chabura shal chamisha chamisha v'al shal sara sara moshin lachem echad mikol chabur v'chabura v'chein heim omrim. Okay. Now, what about just one guy and one guy? Shnayim shenisarvu pischeim, zem moshech lo echad, v'zem moshech lo echad. Each one grabs a carbon pesach. Zem imanu imo echad min ashok. So Reuven grabs Levi, and Shimon grabs Yehuda. V'zem imanu imo echad min ashok. Zebo eitzol zeh, v'zem bo eitzol zeh. So Reuven goes up to, let's say, Levi, and Shimon goes up to Yehuda. V'kach im omrim. Im shalu pesach zeh, beautiful. Yadecha mishuchos mishalcha, v'nim neisal shali. V'im shalchohu pesach zeh, yadi mishuchos mishali, v'nim neisi al shalcha. See, the issue is as follows. If they didn't pull in individuals 3 and 4 from the shuk, you'd have a real problem. Why? Because if each of them were going to say, if I've got the wrong Korban Pesach, I'm really with the other Korban Pesach, then you could be left with the Korban Pesach that has no Bailim. So by incorporating individuals 3 and 4, right, Levi and Yehuda, what you've ensured is that the Korban Pesach won't be without any Bailim. So that's what Rashi comments here at the end. Ulekach, just about 10 lines up in Rashi, great, we got lucky and chose the right one, 50%. And even according to Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see in just a second on Sadi Tesim and Aleph, Leis lei, v'halakha lemeimar, shimane kalachar al shalchaviro, kodem shimashech mishalo. And if you say, ah, but I've got a good kunz, I've got a good trick, why doesn't each one join the other ones before they actually choose a Korban Pesach? Da'nimna al shnei psachim, ein ze minyan. You can't be poseach al shei Korban Pesach. Okay? So the point is that if you want to be part of two Korban Pesachs, you're not part of any psach. So Tanu Rabban, Amr Lahem V'Amr Lo, Ochel Min HaRishon, Lo Amr Lahem V'Lo Amr Lo, Ein HaNachayim Zalazet. That's the best thing. If, again, when, you know, one guy goes off to, you know, search for the Korban Pesach, they don't say anything to each other, so he goes with the Pesach that he finds, and they go with the Korban Pesach they ended up taking, so each one sort of, you know, determined their own course. Mikan Amr Chachamim, Yafe Shesika L'Chachamim, Kavot Chomer L'Tipshim, Shnemar, Evil Machrish, Chachami Chashev. Then even if a person's a big fool, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, as long as he stays quiet, you know, Siag L'chachma Shesika, something that we showed him in Avos, make this comment. And the best thing is not to say anything, because the actions will speak louder than words. So when one guy is, you know, breaks off the Chabura and goes to search for the Korban Pesach, so he's going to go with his Korban Pesach, and the rest of the Chabura is obviously going to, you know, stay with their original Korban Pesach, and everybody's going to be fine. So shnayim shenis arvu pischeim. So we said they do the fancy trick, where they get individuals 3 and 4 from the shuk. So lema masnis and look at Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya. V'imimad abayis miyos misa melamed shemismatin v'hochin uvil v'acheyachan v'nei chabura kayem divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, look, you need to have one person from each original chabura left. You can't just decide at a later point to start adding people. In this case, individuals 3 and 4. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nah. His standard is you just can't have a Pesach without Bailim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, in this case, even Rabbi Yehuda, if you go see Rabbi Yehuda, Kevan, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shochtan Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. That Rabbi Yehuda also holds that Ein Shochtan Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. So in this case, you have a little bit of leeway to assume that since there were only originally one and one, that what do they really have in mind? When they originally established the Chabur, even though only one guy was signed up, they always had in mind that there would really be a Levi v'Yehuda. Meikara limnuya charina v'hadei koi ucha echad mibnei Chabur adami. So I remember Rabashi masisinami deka dektani v'chein chamish Chabura shachamisha chamisha shachamisha in aval shachamisha v'arba lo lav mishum delo payesh chad mibnei Chabur agabei. Shema mina. So we take a look at over at Rashi. Shem nischalfu pischan shel elu loose chabura shem nischad shacharechein. Sheyesh arba me arba chaburos. So me osa shel arba lo haya. But the Rabbi Yossi time mishum nitzarech echad mi ba'ilav. Sheyimana bo es ha'acharon. For Rabbi Yossi, we know it's just a numbers game. You just need to have one guy who can be with each Korban Pesach. Aval ha'chabura rishona tishas l'kicha lo kapid. Right, he doesn't really care like Rabbi Yehuda cares about the Shas Lakicha, right? So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you to add on people later unless you only had one. If you had one, Stam, we assume that you really meant to have people later. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't care about that. Tishas l'kicha lo kapid. Afilu ika behu chabur eshol dala nami. Ika takanasa shim nu minashuk echad imahem. That's not going to work for Rabbi Yehuda. Bechol makom shu pizchad. V'nim to olav chamisha nashim kidei l'chalik echad l'chol pesach v'pesach. Elash mas mina abnei chabur kapid. The fact that our Mishnah says that it was chamisha shel chamisha chamisha, the fact that our Mishnah was so machbit to point out that each one originally, each chabura, they could have just started picking out people later. But the fact that each chabura needed to have the exact number so that if they start playing that numbers game and say, oh, we lost our Pesach, but if this really isn't our Pesach, so you go over there and you go over there and you go over there and you go over there, and each chabura is going to have at least one representative of each original Korban Pesach, so that sounds like we're being choshesh for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because all Rabbi Yossi cares about is that there's one guy left. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could start pulling people in from the shuk. Why not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, when do you need to have everybody present? Again, with the exception of a case where it's just one person, Rabbi Yehuda says, Vishas Hafrasha. The only reason you have a dispensation when it's one is Ein Shochtan Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. Okay, very good. So just to do some quick chazara, we started out with the topic of Shitas Rabbi Shimon, which is also the Shita Rav LaHalacha, of Ein Ba'al Chayim Nidachin. Rabbi Shimon's going to be Moda in the case of Mechir Kelev, in the case of Esna, in the case of Baal Mum. All of those cases are going to say there's nothing to talk about. The Ba'al Tosfos say we should be Mechalik between the Sugya and the Sukkah and the Sugya here, because in Sukkah we talked about by mitzvos, right, Dichoy Meikara, Lav Shmei Dichoy. But here, Dichoy Meikara, Shmei Dichoy, right? And so, what's the distinction? Tosfos doesn't explain. So Ilan and I had different ideas. It sort of comes back to the idea of, are you forcing us to answer the question, can this be used right now? So if you're mafresh a behema for a carbon Pesach, and it happens to be in the keva, we can't just ignore the fact that the answer was no. It can't be used for a carbon Pesach. Okay, very good. We talked about, can the ben bring the father's carbon Pesach? And we said a lot of it is a matter of timing. If Chatzos came first, so then the Chiyuv was Ram Yalei before the Aninus. So the Aninus comes first, no. And you'll tell me, but he's Chazi Le'urta. Tosfos points out, Bizman Shu Shalem below Bizman Shehu One. Okay. One of the Shema Mina class from the Mishnah wasn't just Dichoy Meikara Shmei Dichoy, but was also, and obviously Yesh Dichoy Balichayim, Balichayim Nidachim against Rabbi Shimon. But that there's dichoy when it comes to kedushas damin. So Rashi had the case of, let's say you were makdish half an animal. So even there, Rashi says that there is dichoy. Tosos wasn't so fond of that case because he says that really just collapses back in to the case of dichoy meikara. The Tosos conjured up interesting okimta where, even though eventually you'll have rov dam and mare dam, anybody remember the principle? That each tipa of dam that goes into the kli, which is male mayim, we have a principle of kama, kama, batil, lay. Okay, so that's an important principle as well. Okay, good. Yeah. So then one of the other things that we started to discuss was the role of Hafrasha in terms of determining the Chabura. So, generally speaking, Rabbi Yehuda says that's it. Right? Once you are Mafresh, the Korban Pesach, that's the Exdin Chabura. Unless there's one person, in which point you can start grabbing people from the Shuk. Rabbi Yossi says, and again, and that's because in Shochtan is a Pesach al Yachid. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can start pulling in many people from the shuk. The only Rubicon for him is you can never leave a Pesach unattended. You can never leave a Korban Pesach unattended. The best thing, if you have individuals who are originally part of one Chabura and then there's a problem with the Korban Pesach, gets lost or whatever it is for them not to say anything to each other. That way, if the guy goes off and he shechts an animal and they sort of despaired of him coming back, they shecht their own animal and you have no idea which one happened first. As long as they weren't mishabi themselves to one another, right, yafa hashasika, that would be the best thing. If one of them, either the lone individual or the group, was mishabi through an amira to the others, So then their Pesach is going to be Yotzei the Beis HaSreifa. Again, they're not going to have to participate in Korban Pesach in Pesach Sheni because the Achila is in Ma'akev, but nonetheless, you can't necessarily bring your Korban Pesach because maybe they were really Nimna with his Korban Pesach originally. Okay, what about a Pesach Shenis Arev Imha Bechoros? So that's a Machlokes Rabbi Shimon the Chacham. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, when faced with two choices, either Yirad Shistoev, or, you know, maybe kachin the beis apsul, choose maybe kachin the beis apsul. So we might be achila. What's the raya? He says that about shlamim and nasham. So if the avodas hadam by bechor and pesach is gufa the same, and neither of them require nisachim, neither require smicha or tenufas chaziv ashok, so just let a chabura shel kohanim eat it. The rabbanan, what are you going to do? So for the rabbanan, yirad shistavu, everything is going to be eaten b'toras b'chor ba'amum, as we talked about, and the pidyon has to be used for purposes of the Korban Pesach. Yeah. Okay, so God willing, what we'll do is tomorrow we will start with Arve Pesach. Cool.
Thank you, Abby. Have a great night.
Hey guys.
Thank you, Abby. Have a good night.
Hey, Abby.